Hello, beautiful creators. This is Kadisha King. Today marks episode 78 of the What Are You Creating Today podcast, which means that it is our last and final episode of our Sutra Studies series. To those of you who have joined me for the Sutra Studies series, thank you. I hope that you have gained and grown from the time that you invested in your reading, listening, practice, purification, and on your reflection in the 196 aphorisms of Patanjali. Congratulations on your commitment to the liberation of your spirit. I commend you and your efforts because it is clear to see. And it does not take much to see this, how easy it is for many beings on our planet to remain stuck in bondage and enslavement to their misery caused by the idolization of earthly experience and their limited, fleeting form that keeps our species chained to suffering and endless karmas in the world. Arguably, for many countless lifetimes, suffering that can easily be dissolved by coming into connection with the self. Because it is such a subtle shift that breaks through the veil of illusion that sets you free, a shift that does not come with fanfare and fireworks in the world, but occurs in the deep, quiet inner spaces of your being, it is no small task that you have or are breaking through the layers of ignorance and attachment that keep this veil intact. Recognizing this subtle but important issue, Patanjali created the Yoga Sutras to assist dedicated yogis like you in plainly and practically moving through the process of enlightenment and empowering you with all that you need to be liberated. This way, you have no excuse for not progressing on your path. And if you are serious and actually honest about this, you'll surely attain your goal. It has been an honor to share the teachings and personal commentaries that this sacred guide extracted and drew forth from within me to pass on to you. And I dedicate this work, obviously, to the power and the love of the Absolute flowing through me and all of existence, making this and all things possible. Remember, please, that you can always, as long as this website exists, for as long as it is right for it to do so, refer back to the overviews, prompts, and reflections here as you continue to journey on your path. And, obviously, if you are an admitted student, you can continue to join in spiritual book studies on Saturdays or watch the replays as we explore this and other important texts in greater depth moving forward.